Welcome to the Purple Technical Briefing. I'm your host, and today we are diving into a critical compliance challenge for venues dealing with age-restricted content or offerings. Age verification on guest Wi-Fi? If you manage IT for a casino, a stadium, a bar chain, or any adult-oriented venue, this session is for you. We'll cut through the noise and look at how to implement compliant age verification on your guest networks without destroying the user experience. Let's start with the context. Why does this matter? When you offer public Wi-Fi, you become an internet service provider of sorts. If your venue serves alcohol, offers gambling, or is legally restricted to adults, providing unfiltered internet access to minors, or failing to verify that the users on your network are adults, can expose you to significant regulatory risk. We're talking about licensing violations, fines, and reputational damage. The challenge is balancing compliance with onboarding friction. Now let's get into the technical deep dive. There are essentially three tiers of age verification you can deploy at the captive portal level. Tier 1 is the declared age or date of birth gate. This is the lowest friction method. During the splash screen onboarding, the user simply enters their date of birth or checks a box confirming they are over 18 or 21. From a technical standpoint, this is simple to implement using custom fields in your Radius or captive portal setup. However, it offers the lowest level of assurance. It relies entirely on user honesty. This method is generally acceptable for low-risk venues, perhaps a family restaurant that also serves alcohol, where the primary goal is a basic policy acknowledgement, but for high-stakes environments, it's often not enough. Tier 2 involves ID document upload. This is where the friction increases, but so does the assurance. Here, the captive portal prompts the user to upload a photo of a government-issued ID. The system then uses OCR and facial recognition to verify the document's validity and extract the date of birth. This requires integration with a specialized identity verification provider via API. The technical overhead here is higher. You need to ensure your walled garden allows access to the ID verification API endpoints before the user is fully authenticated. Furthermore, you are now handling highly sensitive PII. You must ensure your data processor agreements are watertight and that you are not storing these images longer than absolutely necessary, ideally not at all, just processing the verification token. This is often the standard for casinos and dedicated adult venues. Tier 3 is the third-party age verification API without document upload. In regions like the UK, services exist that can verify age against credit reference agencies or mobile network operator data using just the user's name, address, or phone number. The captive portal collects this data and makes a real-time API call. If the API returns a positive age verification, the Radius server grants access. This provides high assurance with slightly less friction than a document upload, but it depends heavily on regional data availability and can incur a per-transaction cost. Let's talk about implementation, recommendations, and pitfalls. The biggest pitfall is the walled garden misconfiguration. If you are using an API-based verification method, your wireless controllers or access points must be configured to allow pre-authentication traffic to those specific API endpoints. If you block everything, the verification script on the splash page will time out and no one gets online. Another major consideration is MAC randomization. Modern smartphones randomize their MAC addresses to prevent tracking. If your age verification system relies on remembering a device's MAC address to bypass the check on subsequent visits, you are going to have a bad time. Users will be forced to re-verify constantly. You need to tie the verification status to a user account or a more persistent identifier if possible, or accept that re-verification will be frequent. Now let's move to a rapid-fire Q&A based on common client scenarios. Question 1, we are a stadium. Do we need ID uploads for our guest Wi-Fi? Answer, generally no. Unless your specific local licensing requires it, a robust terms of service acceptance and perhaps a self-declared age gate combined with DNS-based content filtering to block adult content is usually sufficient for general concourse Wi-Fi. Question 2, how does GDPR impact age verification? Answer, massively. Data minimization is key. If you use ID uploads, you must ensure your system only extracts the Boolean is over 18 result and immediately discards the ID image. Storing copies of passports on your local Radius server is a massive compliance violation waiting to happen. Question 3, can Purple handle this? Answer, yes. Purple's captive portal allows for custom fields for date of birth, and our API architecture supports webhooks and integrations with third-party identity verification services to build these complex onboarding flows. To summarize, age verification on guest Wi-Fi is not a one-size-fits-all deployment. You must assess your venue's specific regulatory risk profile. Start with the least intrusive method that meets your legal obligations. Ensure your walled gardens are configured correctly, and always prioritize data minimization to stay on the right side of privacy laws. Thank you for joining this technical briefing. We'll see you on the next one.